do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live. Rattling at you. We're not rattling. I don't know. I'm rattling. Prattling. No, that's bad too. God.
Prattling.
I had two tacos.
Yeah.
I wolfed them down moments before the show with really, really, really hot Diablo level hot sauce. So I may be a half a step.
Well,
slow.
You, I don't even know that. Are you 10 words in? You already went British.
Prattling. I need to get BritBox. I just need to break down and
just be British. Well, just be British. Just, if you're going to be British, just do it.
But, well, okay, I have to...
Live your truth.
Are you sponsoring me?
No, live your truth.
Well, they're going to leave the EU. It doesn't help me anymore. I can get an Irish passport.
Right.
And be in the EU. And that was cool.
Yes.
But it doesn't do anything if they Brexit.
Right. Are they still going to Brexit?
They're trying real hard. Boris is over there negotiating.
Be a good boy, Boris!
But no.
Order!
He's retiring, sadly.
Why, dude? Why are you retiring? How hard is his job?
It's like, fuck this.
Show me Black Rod!
That's a different...
I don't even remember what Black Rod is in Parliament, but it is... fucking hilarious.
It's the person, it's actually, we found out it's a really busy job, that the Black Rod,
Black
even
Rod.
Though now she, it's the first time in 600 years that a person with a vagina
yes,
is Black Rod.
Right.
But the ceremonial part is one gazillionth of what they do. They actually, like, run the operations of the House of Lords, right? Don't they?
Black Rod busy.
Like, they do everything, yeah.
Yes.
Holy shit. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Monday. Join us on our social medias at Crab Diving. CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. And join us on our... Hello, dog.
Well, listen, I'm not changing the subject yet. Oh yeah, go to crabdiving.com/ crabdiving.com/Amazon, whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chunk of. But why is the guy in Parliament? We get paid, baby. Why is the guy in Parliament named Black Rod? Where did that name come from?
Well, the first person who performed that duty,
yeah, the Black Rod
was
duty,
Ethiopian.
That's not true. God damn it! I am not gonna be fucked with. I'm just kidding. Listen, why is he called Black Rod? Why?
Because of the staff. It's a ceremonial. It's the Black Rod is the staff, and the position.
Ooh, yes.
Which
reverse
cowgirl sutra.
Okay.
Holy shit. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be here for, you know, a couple hours and shit. We do it every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Summon Black Rod!
Except when we don't, like on Friday.
Yes.
Apologies.
Right.
My fault.
Right. Well, you know, allergies, right? and headaches.
Well, migraine, yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Started out.
Why does God do that to you?
Started out with allergies and, and left. It stuck the landing with a migraine.
One second. I mean, dear Jesus, if you're listening, oh, Holy Father, what's up with you? And why are you letting At Vile Experience get these fucking migraines, you dick? He's been dealing with these for fucking ever. You've done everything, right? You done the...
I went to... My name's Patrick Vile, yes, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Done all the shit.
I went to a specific world-renowned headache clinic.
Oh, and that's not good enough for God to help you out a bit?
When I was a wee lad and went through all kinds of testing and shit, and he proclaimed, yeah, he's got migraines.
So as a child, you suffered from these fucking headaches?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, good to know, Jesus. You're a fucking sadist. What are you letting a kid have migraines for, you piece of shit?
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. And so are we.
Yes.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we.
Wistful. We're wistful for the war criminal George Bush.
Still worse. Still worse than Donald Trump. Still worse. Ask anybody in Iraq. He hasn't... Has he leveled the country? Has he bombed the country?
Arguably a million deaths overall in the whole Iraqi war and aftermath.
So you have to say, you know, if you're pro-life, you have to say Bush is worse than Donald Trump, right?
What about those 70,000 right,
Christians? What
about
yes.
The babies?
The fetuses. I mean, if you think fetuses are people or whatever, if you think personhood.
Fap.
What? Fetuses are. Ah! Oh, what a great organization. Fetuses are people. Fap. Fap, fap, fap. I mean, if you're a pro-life loon and you watch Walking Dead, that must be... Why don't we see zombie fetus, then? Why no zombie fetus? No, why? Dickhead
pro-lifers?
I'm not sure
we didn't.
Oh, did we? I don't remember that. I had to stop watching. It got too fucking gross. Oh, my God, dude. Ugh. I'll tell you when I stopped. When that dude beats...
Oh, spoiler.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to say this with all pronouns. You're not going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. This dude beat the shit out of this other person with a large wooden thing wrapped in something sharp, and he beat their skull in, and I was trying to eat, and it just... It just really put me off to the whole show. So I'm done with Walking Dead. Sorry.
Other shows are available on Amazon.
Yes.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. You can join Amazon Prime. You get shit delivered like in 2 days for free when you buy shit from Amazon. When you go to crabdiving.com/Amazon to buy shit.
You know, it's like that guy got it. Right. Well, this guy gets his skull beaten in this one scene.
I remember.
It's like, yes, of course, because it's like... Literally, you don't have to hit us over the head with it. We get it. This guy is getting his fucking skull beaten in. Okay, Mr. Director, does this whoever put that one episode together? And this is based on seeing the Walking Dead, and I don't have a problem with most of it up until then, but it's just so gross.
Well, Game of Thrones has some some gross shit going on too.
Nothing is compared to what they had in that fucking Vikings. That fucking Viking shit was the grossest shit. Oh, my
which
God.
Which part was gross and
Vikings,
which is a good show, by the way.
Oh, yes.
Is on Amazon, yes. I believe.
Well, let me just pick from... Okay, there's that one episode where dude, part of the ceremony is they stick a sword in his back, bisect his spine, and pull his lungs out so they look like wings.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mr. Speaker, I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Please
that guy kills it every time.
Let's see what the headlines are today, and we'll get into the stuff that we decide more fun to talk about.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, dateline, September 23rd, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Vidalore.
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you! Leave me the fuck alone! Who knows? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Lily Tomlin.
She was 100% right. You know?
From what I understand, she was.
Absolutely.
That she was pushed to this brink, that she's not usually this difficult, but that the director is a dick.
Right. And you don't talk to Lily fucking Tomlin like that. I mean, you know, you shouldn't talk to you should treat everybody as a human being. But let's be real. We know how film sets work.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. No, you got to treat Lily Tomlin like she's the fucking Pope.
Like one of the bosses.
She is. She's Lily fucking Tomlin, right. You know, you don't tell her things.
Over the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
Huff Po.
Yes.
It's a picture of Trump. Apparently, some of those Obama lights shining on him because he looks orange as fuck.
Oh, does he really? Jeez.
The headline says, whistleblower, smokescreen, the transcript ain't enough.
Oh, fuck.
Hey.
Yes.
Don't destroy your bed.
Right.
Intern.
Mm-hmm.
8 months old.
Right.
Woo-hoo.
It's a force, that dog.
She's like a little bear. Sometimes.
Is she going to catch
like
a
when
squirrel?
You're wrestling with her and she rears up and puts her feet up. She looks like a little bear cub with those big, fat, flat feet.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
hey.
I mean, we were watching Game of Thrones yesterday and there was this one big battle scene. I don't even know who these people, just people stabbing each other to death and shit. The dog just kept going after my feet over and over again.
She was enacting.
Shit, man. Like, I feel like I'm on that fucking show right now.
It's Shelby Vision.
Yeah.
Where you watch that.
Right.
Careful what you watch.
Yes.
It says, releasing the Ukraine transcript isn't enough. Where's the whistleblower complaint?
Right.
The White House is considering releasing a transcript of Trump's call with the Ukrainian president.
Yes.
In which Trump allegedly pressed the foreign leader to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden's family. I read all about that.
Okay.
There is literally nothing there. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
Right.
With the Biden son bullshit.
Yeah. So. So why does it. So here's my question.
A company in Ukraine gave Biden's son a place on the board.
Right.
And of course, the conservatives were like, oh my God, that's corruption.
Oh, yeah.
The same conservatives right now that are fighting for a chance to swing from one of the white Yeti hairs of Trump's rabid little ball sack.
Yeah, but you know what is frustrating? And I listened to a bunch of coverage on this, even on MSNBC. They're not framing this right. The story should be Trump's lying his dick off. But instead, they're talking about how this scandal is going to affect Joe Biden's presidential campaign.
Right. They know.
Why is that the fucking story?
Because they know it works. They know that Trump and his people are going to be pushing that narrative. Look at Hillary. Shouldn't Hillary be dead by now?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Parkinson's and strokes and whatever the hell.
Why
other
is it?
Ailments
why
does
it the
had?
Media? Why aren't they being. Why are they covering it properly? They're not. We know he's lying. It's bullshit, right? So why aren't they saying this bullshit Trump is spewing out instead of just calling it a scandal in general?
I like you because you are special.
Officials may be hoping.
Yes.
Trump folks apparently are hoping that that'll be enough. Look, here's the transcript of the call.
Oh, yes. What the fuck?
I'm sure it's transcribed perfectly, exactly
right.
Everything they said.
But this is what they do, right? The Democrats demand something. They demand something different. And then the Democrats negotiate with them.
Who's writing here? Amanda Turkle and Jessica Schulberg.
Yes.
Writing at the Huff Post. People shouldn't get too distracted by the transcript. While having that document is important, the administration is still refusing to release the whistleblower complaint.
that Which set they off have to
that set off these revelations in the first place about
right
Trump's,
right
conduct.
Yes.
I may have to remove the bed from the possession of the intern who is just trying to, she's dragging it and chewing on it. And
she looked at my feet.
Beating up her bed. Oh, there you go.
Do not look at my feet.
Distract her with your feet.
No,
and
no.
I will wrest the bed away from her. In general, let's see, Brian Fallon, executive director of Demand Justice, which is a progressive advocacy group.
Yes.
Said, in general, if Trump is refusing to go along with one request and willing to go along with another, we're probably not asking for enough. We can't fully investigate the extent of what happened here without hearing directly from the whistleblower.
Right.
Or at least seeing the full complaint.
Because you're...
Which by the
you're
IG...
You're supposed to...
Was vetted, deemed... what's the word I'm looking for? Credible.
Credible,
that's
right.
Word. And that...
The law says but the complaint has to be turned over to fucking Congress. There's no gray area there. There's no gray area. I mean, and you know what? I do not blame. I don't fucking blame the Trump administration for doing this, because the way Congress has dealt with them, I try it too. Just say no. Congress called in Don McGahn. Trump said no. Not going to see Don McGahn. Bullshit. I'm Congress. You send me Don McGahn, motherfucker. I'm going to go get him.
I skipped way too far ahead.
Giuliani. You know, the great thing about this is, to me, I wasn't expecting this story. I wasn't expecting this scandal. Were you?
I thought it had been done.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that they had kind of exposed that Giuliani was trying to get
right
the Ukrainians to dig up some dirt.
But the big deal is Trump was directly involved in this, right?
Now we know.
Now, yeah.
And the whistleblower complaint, I guess everyone's figuring out, is probably Trump saying, look, I'll... remember the aid? He was holding up the military aid that was supposed to go to them.
Yes.
And one of the theories is that he was extorting them. You want this military aid to hold off Uncle Nipples, then you dig up some dirt on Biden or invent some dirt, more likely.
Our president is, no, I'm not fucking with you. I'm not speaking in any exaggeration here. Any high
speaking in tongues?
No. You know, the guys that do that are really good at it. And, you know, you could say, oh, it's easy to say, I could not do what.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku, mandekishiti kolora bashata.
Oh, the balls on these people, dude, to say God is telling me to say this bullshit I'm spewing out of my mouth. I mean,
I don't have any content. I'm talking for hours and hours in front of these dumb people. I'm just going to start speaking gibberish.
You idiots.
Saying the Lord has taken me over.
You idiots that believe this. At Vital Experience. Correctly captured what's going on in their minds. They know their audience is so fucking stupid that they will believe it. And so they will do it because you're so fucking dumb. I just wasn't expecting the scandal, but to put a nice bow on it, I mean, Giuliani's all over it.
Oh,
it's fucking great.
Yeah, they unleashed Giuliani.
Yeah.
Ooh. Which usually means there's something going on. Because they put the one of the main flash grenades out there.
Oh, yes.
That they know is going to say something stupid.
Right.
And maybe take the heat off of Trump for a minute. The at issue is whether Trump illegally tried to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rival, 2020 Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden.
Yes.
For months, Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani.
Yes.
Has been pushing the unfounded theory that Biden, when he was vice president, pressured Ukraine to fire the country's chief prosecutor to prevent that prosecutor from investigating a gas company
oh my God.
That his son was on the board of. at one point. Now,
yeah.
There was nothing. There was no investigation happening.
Right.
It wasn't happening.
Yeah. I mean, but so there's nothing there. There's nothing to the scandal.
No, it was corruption. And the chief prosecutor was caught up in this wave of corruption. And he was on the list of people that the United States was like, look, you guys got a clean house. This is one of the guys, I think, is the story.
Yeah.
Among others. And the international community had him on that list.
Right.
He's one of the guys from Yanushenko. The guy who had the lake in his house or whatever the fuck. Had an island in a lake at his house or some shit. And who was, it begins with a Y, I think. Victor Yanushenko.
Yanushenkovitz. I don't know. Wait.
But anyway, this guy.
Yanukovych.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This chief prosecutor that was on the list of people that probably should go was a Yanukovych leaveover.
Yeah.
He was a toady for the corrupt previous administration. Right. And so he was on a list of people. Joe Biden did not personally call the president of Ukraine and say, fire that guy because they're going to maybe investigate the gas company that my son was on the board of directors of.
Good God.
That's the theory, of which there's zero evidence.
So why? Then tell me this.
Zero.
I watched a panel show on MSNBC. They're talking about this. They had some dirt bag from the Washington Examiner.
Oh, well, there you go.
And everybody on that panel let that guy get away with treating this like there is evidence behind it. Like I don't know, not naming it what it was. He kept calling it the Ukraine scandal or some shit. It's like there's no scandal.
Yeah.
Not with Biden's son.
They squealed about it a little bit at the time, but people were like, he's a private citizen. We can't police him. And you want to talk about children of current officials profiting, possibly, and being involved in corruption. Ah! Holy fuck. I mean, this is it's fucking cartoonish.
It's insanity.
The bizarro world we're living in.
Our president is Polly Walnuts from The Sopranos. He's like that, isn't he? I mean, honestly, he's not Tony Soprano. That's for fucking sure. He's fucking Polly Walnuts.
Oh, apologies to Mark, who posted on our Facebook page saying that Stitcher is still airing Thursday's show. We didn't do one on Friday. Apologies. Okay. Sorry.
Right. Sorry about that. Jesus wanted Pat to have a fucking migraine.
Thank you for those that.
You ever get mad?
We didn't do the show. Yes. I appreciate that. That's thank awesome. You.
Yeah, listen, pray to God. Go pray to God to help Pat with these fucking migraines. Pray for him. Apparently no one's praying hard enough. Jeez. Yeah. This Jesus is a hard on, man.
Or the people with the voodoo dolls have stronger magic than the Jesus magic.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's true. Wait. Voodoo magic is better than Jesus magic?
Ask me in all the movies it kind of is, isn't
shit.
It?
You know who's got? You know who has the best magic?
Siegfried and Roy.
I was gonna say with Thor. I was gonna go with Thor probably. Who's? I mean, Thor is
Are
Thor
we talking fiction?
Well, yeah, I
mean, Doctor Strange is.
We were talking about Jesus,
cool,
dude.
That
so
shit
yes.
He can do.
Oh yeah.
Bend reality and shit. Right. And time travel and
yeah.
Do stuff.
Thanos has great powers.
It's kind of crazy. Well, yeah.
He's bad.
He could have done whatever he wanted.
Oh, yeah.
All he did was that one thing.
Right. Killed half the people on the planet?
Half of every living thing.
But he's an environmentalist.
In the universe.
That's why he did that on his own
planet. It's kind of a very right-wing message.
To save... No, it's a progressive environmental thing.
No, it's a terrorist. He killed half of the population of all life in the universe.
Which was draining all our natural resources. I'm just kidding. Thanos is bad.
Pretty big universe. Right.
Who played Thanos? It was weird. Who played Thanos?
Brolin.
He played George Bush too, right?
I think he did. The thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh, yes.
And thanks for the message.
Right. I'm
sorry, we didn't do a Friday show.
Oh yes.
Apologies.
It was God's fault.
And thanks for listening on Stitcher.
Absolutely.
It says on July 25th, a day after former special counsel Robert Mueller's underwhelming testimony, they say,
yes, here, absolutely.
Trump called Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Nine!
Asked him roughly eight times.
Yes.
To help Giuliani investigate the Bidens, according to the Wall Street Journal on Friday. That's his number one thing. We're talking about international intrigue or near war going on with the border of Ukraine.
Asked him eight times.
And Russia.
Eight times.
And this asshole is eight times. He's like, you know.
So, okay. How does he say it?
Well, I don't know.
What did he say? I mean, what do you think he said?
Maybe we have the transcripts if they release it.
Because treason.
Trump has admitted, by the way, Trump has admitted that he may have brought it up.
Oh, okay.
With
kind of like
President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Was it the way Carter Page sort of described it to Chris Hayes?
I might have met him possibly, and it might have been in Cleveland.
Yes, that was the quote. Steamer.
Weeks after the phone call, a whistleblower filed a still secret complaint with the intelligence community inspector general, reporting that Trump made a promise to a foreign leader. The inspector general then deemed the complaint credible, which we talked about earlier, and urgent.
Oh, okay. You're using air quotes.
It's in quotes.
Oh, okay. Those are legit quotes. That's not like quotes. Urgent, like right. Bullshit urgent.
Meaning that. By law, it should have been passed on to congressional watchdogs.
Yes. Literal watchdogs. They actually have dogs there. Is it a group?
I'm sure some of them have dogs.
Yes.
But instead, the acting DNI, Joseph McGuire, is acting like a butt plug inserted sideways.
Jeez.
Blocking.
He's acting like that.
Access to the whistleblower complaint.
That is a hard day in acting class when you learn how to do that one. That part. Is this your first time playing a butt plug? Yes. Okay. Well,
block that starfish.
Yeah. I have some advice.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff wants McGuire to testify.
Yeah.
On Thursday and to hand over the complaint. McGuire's saying he's not showing up because I'm not available on such short notice.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh,
I'm so busy.
He's not showing up because that's what this administration does. And, I'd like to say it's not working, but it is indeed working.
I mean, Eric Holder did the same thing at one point. And was held in contempt of Congress. He told them basically, "Go fuck yourselves." But why? I don't remember. They wanted him in for something stupid.
Yeah, so this is like, not stupid.
He was like, "Go fuck yourself."
No. This is not.
He
stupid.
He wasn't going to go sit in front of asparagus guy.
Right. You cannot. I'm sorry. I'm pushing back on this. You can't make that comparison. That's not right. You're saying what Eric Holder was doing
I'm trying
is not
to diffuse part of the argument that they use. I'm trying to say that I understand that Eric Holder did it too, this is a different level.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's fine. I just want to be clear. Because I'm listening to all these dickbags on television not making that distinction. And it's fucking our country up. I mean, it's fucking nuts.
It says there are indications that this call with Zelensky and Trump maybe a tipping point for some of the Democrats who have been reluctant to support impeachment.
My God, guys. Jesus. Hey, now, we may be approaching a tipping point with this white supremacist fucking dickbag racist.
Some of the Jeez. Moderate Democrats are now... Wait, what does it say? Some of the moderate Democrats are talking about getting on board.
I tell you what. I tell you what, motherfuckers. Got every one of you that are not on board with impeachment as of... They should be primaried. They should be fucking primaried.
There's a couple going on. There's a couple... I read something today that there's a new Green New Deal progressive Democrat trying to primary one of these... oil-sucking Democrats.
Yeah.
A Democrat who's real buddies with the oil industry.
You neocon dickbag fucknuts. Yeah, there are progressives that will come out and vote for you. They should be... Anybody that, though, doesn't agree to this impeachment, they got a D in front of their names, they better be put on a list in primary, because fuck them. God damn.
If the president... who is this saying? The Schiff, Adam Schiff. If the president is essentially withholding military aid at the same time he's trying to browbeat a foreign leader into doing something illicit, that is, providing dirt on his opponent during a presidential campaign, then that may be the only remedy that is co-equal to the evil that conduct represents. He's talking about impeachment.
Oh, wow. Okay. But Adam Schiff's been pro-impeachment, though, right?
I don't think so. I think God he's damn. Been pro, let's keep investigating.
Well, what's his problem? Because you can't tell me that Adam Schiff doesn't know in his fucking heart, whatever that means, that this Donald Trump should be impeached, right?
By releasing only the transcript, Trump would be taking a page right out of Nixon's playbook.
Yeah.
In October 1973, a federal appeals court ruled that Nixon had to release the White House tape recordings to White House Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox.
Cox.
Archie Cox.
Yeah.
Or Bald Cox. Nixon, who constantly recorded conversations inside the White House, knew it was likely there was incriminating information.
Why
did
you do it then?
So he scrambled to find a way to prevent their release. Ooh. He proposed an alternative that came to be known as the Stennis Compromise. Instead of giving Cox the audio recordings, he would allow a neutral third party to listen to the tapes and summarize what he heard.
It's called a Billy Barr. That's called pulling a little Billy Barr, ain't it?
The Nixon administration chose Senator John Stennis, at the time a 72-year-old, partially deaf, segregationist Democrat from Mississippi.
Hi, half-dead racist, half-dead fucking racist. Deaf motherfucker from Mississippi. We want you to decide the fate of the fucking country. That's crazy.
What a crazy story that was, too. Hey,
really? That's nuts. A segregationist that can barely hear.
The standoff finally over the release of the tapes prompted the Friday Night Massacre, which is when Nixon fired a whole bunch of people.
Right.
The day after the special prosecutor rejected that compromise, letting Stennis listen to, letting a partially deaf segregationist from Mississippi listen to the tapes.
Our country is so fucking stupid. We're so fucking stupid in this country.
Nixon ordered the Attorney General, Elliot Richardson, to fire that special prosecutor. Richardson resigned.
Yay.
Instead
Good
of doing
job.
It, his deputy,
yes,
Attorney General William Ruckelshaus, did the same.
Ruckelshaus?
Solicitor General Robert Bork eventually agreed and fired.
Hey. Him. We found us a bootlicker.
Yeah. And let's not forget, Robert Bork is the guy that Bush put up as a Supreme Court.
Oh, my God. God.
Judicial nominee.
Well,
and he
I forgot that. Would he get sunk these days with Squee and little Rapey McGee up there? Oh, my God.
Even then, Nixon continued to fight to withhold the tapes. Yes. The House Judiciary Committee finally subpoenaed dozens of recordings, and Nixon offered edited transcripts.
Oh, shit.
Jaworski got a federal judge to issue a subpoena for the audio recordings, and Nixon said, fuck you, refused to comply.
Right, right. Who's that remind
the
you of?
The case went all the way to the Supreme Court, which in 1974 ruled Nixon had to turn over the tapes.
So how did that work? After the Supreme Court said Nixon had to do it, what?
Well, here's the difference. Nixon decided to agree with the Supreme Court of the land and the rule of law and then hand over the tapes.
Our guy is not going to do that.
Our guy has already said that he would have probably burned them.
Yeah. So
he's like, I've always wondered, why didn't he just burn them? Why didn't he just erase them?
This is my point with Donald Trump. When he loses this election and he's going to claim the Democrats cheated or something happened, there's going to be some bullshit scandal.
Yeah.
He's going to say he was robbed. And he's been making the narrative that he's been robbed a part of his presidency because of all the scandals of his own doing.
Right.
So when he loses this election and he's in the Supreme Court says that he lost, if they tell him he has to leave, he's not going anywhere. He's not leaving. The man is going to stay. And the Democrats will have to figure out what to fucking do about it.
Well, he's going to have to turn the Secret Service. He's going to have to turn all the military. It's just, I think
he's not going to have to do anything. The Secret Service will have to turn on him. And all these people will have to turn to stand up to Donald Trump. Well, I guess, right?
What is he bombarding himself in with?
He's got his own
Happy Meal boxes.
No, dude, he's got his own security detail.
Yeah.
Come on.
How many of them can there be?
As many as he wants. As many thugs as he wants.
And I think, you know, there'll be issues.
Yeah.
I think there'll be issues in the next election. I think some of these militia nuts are possibly a threat in some areas, but I'm not worried overall. I mean,
how are these races going to be driven back into the woods? Because Donald Trump has given them a moment in the sunlight, a moment to be quote unquote proud, to be emboldened, to think that they aren't fucking, you know, the butthole of fucking society. They are going to have to be beaten and driven back into the fucking woods. You know, for civilized society to go on. How's that going to happen?
Well, hopefully it'll be uncool again.
Yeah.
Not that it was in some areas, but more uncool.
You know what I'm doing? If I'm elected, day one, I'm handed law enforcement over to the Black Panthers. Damn.
God, I saw a story about a bus driver somewhere who goes and picks up. He's like 72 years old white guy, drives and picks up all the little blonde haired farm kids.
Yes.
To bring them into town. And then he goes into the Mexican area
of
town, even though it's called Little Mexico by the locals.
Yes.
But it's more South American people. But, you know, that's how that goes.
Oh, but you know, these racists are they're genius.
Yeah. He's all upset because kids are getting on his bus speaking Spanish.
Oh my God, you fucking
and,
moron.
You know, they're just brown and shit.
Yeah.
And he's like one of the organizers.
Right.
Like a big Trumpy there in town. So he's picking up he's charged with the safety of these children.
Oh, great.
And they're not even illegal. They're here legally.
But in his eyes, there's a chance that they may not be, because Donald Trump is deporting people that aren't even undocumented.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo. Let's see what the old Drudge Report has. It's a picture of Superman with Trump's head put over Christopher Reeve's head. It says Trump the Invincible ?
Yes.
Leads to a story from the Washington Post.
Oh, yes.
that Trump's Ukraine call reveals a president convinced of his own invincibility.
I mean, the man, what did you say? He said it 8 times. I need you to dig up some dirt on Joe Biden's son. Hey, I need you to dig up some dirt. How do you ask the same question 8 fucking times?
William Galston, senior fellow at governance at the Brookings Institution, said, "We haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime." He appears to be daring the rest of the political system to stop him. And if it doesn't, he'll go further.
Yeah, I agree with this guy.
Excuse me. It's, you know, more about kind of what we were already talking about.
I mean, our system has checks and balances, I think, that are arranged to deal with sane people, to not deal with these little Stalin-esque megalomaniacs. I always want to say megalomaniacs, and that's not right.
See, even slimy Newt Gingrich doesn't seem to give a shit if there's any truth to it. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, Trump ally, said the president has calculated that there is a political upside to spotlighting Ukraine and a story about Biden.
Yes.
That he believes, quote, would crush Biden if people came to believe it was true. Not that it's true. If people come to believe it's true.
See, this man is not bound by truth or anything or any sense of anything except himself. He'll do whatever the fuck. He doesn't have any fucking rules. I mean, because part of it, right? The Democrats and everybody coming out and saying, hey, this is a scandal, even talking about this, right? That's part of his plan. Because he can say, oh, look at the crazy Democrats. They did that witch hunt, that Mueller thing. That didn't turn out. Nothing happened with that. He can say that even though it's not true. He'll say, hey, look, they're at it again.
One explanation is that Republicans in Congress have almost uniformly fallen in line behind Trump, reacting with instinctive nonchalance and blocking efforts to investigate his actions or hold him accountable.
It's as if the Russians have something on the Republicans as well, you know? Is that crazy?
This dude said, Brookings Institute dude said, yes. What we're discovering is that the Constitution is not a mechanism that runs by itself. Ultimately, we are a government of men and not law. The law has no force without people who are willing to enforce it.
Yes.
The ball is now squarely in the court of the Republican Party, and particularly Senate Republicans. Will they ever be prepared to say enough is enough?
I don't know.
Not with Moscow Mitch there.
Fuck no. All the Republicans do in the Senate is approve judicial picks, right? That's all they fucking do.
Right.
So, I don't know.
They're passing very, very few laws. Frustrating even Republicans.
Yeah. Which ones? They're out there.
That guy from Mississippi, Kennedy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's batshit, but he's funny.
Something bothers him, at least.
Yeah. Why ain't moving very fast at all? So that's your headlines.
Wow.
Good
for us.
It's an example of Trump thinking he's invincible because it kind of has been Teflon done.
Yeah. I mean, that's the point, right? If you want to convince someone of something, you just say you are that.
I mean, I guess it's the Nazi tactic, right? Keep repeating it until it's accepted as true and accuse the other side of what you're doing.
Gaslight them. Right? That's gaslighting, right?
Yeah.
And shit.
Another story. Join us on the Twitter, by the way.
Oh, yes. At Crab Diving.
CrabDiving.
Do you think people know how to spell crab diving, do you think? Oh, our listeners do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, we have new listeners.
That's right. But they probably know how to spell it, do you think? I'm just wondering. I did stand-up comedy last night, and I was...
Should I not spell it?
No. No. I was just sitting around in the park. I was trying to think about jokes and something to talk about. And your expectation levels of how smart or dumb a person is, you know, that is kind of funny to me. I don't know. I was just kind of thinking about that.
One's expectation in general, or...
Yeah, because you know, I've had people surprise me that I know, and that when they say shit, I'm like, holy fuck, I didn't expect you to say something. Like, I had a friend
say something smart, you mean, or stupid?
No, stupid. Generally, no. I mean that. I would like, yes, that happens all the time too. But like when I had a friend of mine, you know, kind of admitted to me, he said he didn't know Georgia had a coast, and you know, and that I was truly shocked. I was truly shocked. The thing, you know, sometimes the thing that's funny is I do a little bit about that. Sometimes the bit's long, depending if the guy's there or not. And
longer if he's there.
Yes. And, you know, the other night I did it right at him. I was looking right at him, and I came off stage. He's like, did you do that joke about me not knowing where the coast was? I was like, fuck, man. I just talked about that for easily 7.5 minutes. Said it over and over again. I was like, my friend doesn't think Georgia has a coast. What's there? Let's say there's no coast to Georgia. Then it's not water, correct?
Well, right.
Then it's land.
It's, well, yeah.
What the fuck is there? What does he imagine? When he thinks of Georgia not having a coast, then what is there?
Maybe another state, maybe.
What state?
Maybe it's like Iowa. Like the Iowa coast.
God. The Iowa coast.
West Virginia coast.
Oh, yeah.
Over at the Daily Beast.
Yay. Oh, shit.
Former Massachusetts governor, current
yes!
Republican presidential candidate challenging Trump.
Yes.
Bill Weld. Said today that Trump's, quote, acts of treason.
Oh, my God, this is crazy.
In pressuring Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky.
Yes, oui, oui.
Two wise.
Oh.
To investigate former Vice President Joe Biden.
Right.
Deserved the death penalty.
Ah!
Weld was on Morning Joe, said that is treason.
Jeez.
It's treason, pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. Wow. That's the only penalty.
You know,
even though the, you know, fact type people would argue that treason can only be committed under a declared war.
What you saying? He doesn't know what he's talking about?
Well, maybe.
But we are at war. It's the war on
terror.
Well,
that's the thing. You with this AMUS.
Yes.
We're in an open-ended, protracted war. So.
Well, okay. So here's why I think Bill Weld has a point. Because if the Republicans are going to use the war on terror to justify all the bullshit they do all the fucking time, we can't use it to justify the fact to say that maybe Trump is treasonous.
Well, right.
I mean, if they're going to use if they're going to use a memo from the motherfucking Nixon administration, from the motherfucking Watergate scandal to protect their orange god from being indicted, then surely we can use this, right? And surely Bill Weld maybe he has a point.
Weld made the shocking statement in a joint appearance with fellow GOP presidential challengers Joe Walsh, T-Loon, and Mark Sanford.
Joe Walsh is a goddamn birther.
He was.
Well,
he feels bad about that, allegedly.
Whatever. These birthers are always birthers because they knew they were lying. And they lied, and they perpetuated that crap, and it helped. It helped their fucked up cause. So, like, they can erase their birtherism, but the effects of that birtherism cannot be erased. So fuck those motherfuckers.
And Mark Sanford.
Oh, yeah, he's the best, isn't he?
The flamingo.
Yes.
Or the flaming. The flaming dancer. Remember Trump's tweet? We think he wanted to write flamingo dancer.
Yeah. He said flaming.
And it should have been flamenco dancer. And he also forgot the O because it said he went down to be with his flaming dancer in South America.
It would be interesting to think. Yeah. He meant to say flamenco, but he wrote flaming.
We speculate.
You know, it's weird when you think about, like, if you send
that's
out
the only way it makes sense. What does flaming dancer mean?
Think about how well you proofread amass, like if you're sending a message out to a group of people,
you
look at that message twice, maybe at least.
Sure.
To make sure you're not saying flaming dancer when you meant flamenco.
I really try not to make typos.
But he is the president. And
or correct my typos.
Right. He doesn't make the slightest effort to proofread. You know, he doesn't. It is amazing he doesn't care. Like, how many Twitter followers does he have? I know bots including shit. How many?
64.7 million.
Okay. So, whatever. He's tweeting out to tens of millions of people, you know, and he doesn't proofread, obviously. He doesn't proofread it. That should disqualify him from being president. That's insane.
Now the fake news media says I pressured the Ukrainian president at least 8 times during my telephone call with him. This supposedly comes from a so-called whistleblower.
Yes.
Who they say doesn't even have a first-hand account of what was said. More Democrat crooked media con. Breaking news. The Ukrainian government just said they weren't pressured at all during the nice, in quotes, call. Sleepy Joe Biden, on the other hand, forced a tough prosecutor out from investigating his son's company by threat of not giving big dollars to Ukraine. That's the real story. Utterly not true.
Yeah.
No evidence.
It's fictitious.
No evidence.
Just like there was no evidence that hurricane was going to hit Alabama, you fuck.
Oh, boy. He quotes Devin Nunes.
Nunes.
On Fox and Friends.
He quotes Devin Nunes or the cow of Devin Nunes?
What
Which
a shit
one?
Sandwich.
Oh, yes. Ooh, yeah.
Like an Oreo, except it's all white.
Right.
Jeez.
It's a special talent.
Like a Twinkie rolled up.
My shit comes out white.
The very thing they are accusing President Trump of doing, which I didn't do, was actually done by Joe Biden.
Oh, okay.
Continues to be a double standard. Representative Devin Nunes on Fox and Friends, and Trump says, these people are stone cold crooked. Also, who is this so-called whistleblower who doesn't know the correct facts? Is he on our country's side? Period. Not question mark. Where does he come from, period?
Oh, my God.
No question mark. Is this all about Schiff and the Democrats again after years of being wrong, question mark?
I mean, it's... So he's actually going after the whistleblower here.
Yes.
And the mechanism for Congress to get the whistleblower complaint, some of that has to do with protecting the whistleblower, right? From being exposed.
Right.
But that's not happening.
That the DNI is supposed to provide a means for the whistleblower to go to Congress and not be exposed. Try to facilitate that communication, and the DNI is refusing.
And who's the person on Trump's team that is the DNI?
Yes.
So let's just know that the DNI called up
The
acting DNI called up Donald Trump and say, hey, here's the name of the whistleblower. Blah, 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 blah. You know he did that. Get the fuck out of here.
He probably, yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure. Everybody knows.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Sure, it's tough in the lunchroom for somebody.
Yeah. In the lunchroom.
So let me see if I think I have the audio of this Bill Weld.
Yeah. Hell yes.
And then I understand there may be a response.
There is. I saw it. I haven't heard the audio.
From our president?
I wanted to start talking about it at the beginning of the fucking show, man.
Our commander-in-chief may have responded.
It's 2:50. Well, it's 2:55 right now, Pacific. So we have an hour and 5 minutes.
Yes.
We are not going to fuck around and miss that, right? We got to hear that tape.
Let's see. Here we go. Bill Weld. Yes.
And here he is working furiously, Governor Weld, working furiously to actually have primary elections canceled and wiped off the book, and him being declared the winner without one person being able to vote in those states.
They're trying to get rid of primaries.
Hell yeah. God. That's voter suppression.
Because they're afraid of these three guys.
Yeah.
And they just want to stick with Trump.
How is an incumbent president afraid of a challenger from within his party? I mean,
well, right.
I mean, that's nuts.
Without one person being able to vote in those states.
Well, obviously, canceling primaries undermines democratic institutions and democratic elections, but that's far from the deepest die crime that the president has committed here. He's now acknowledged that in a single phone call, right after he suspended $250 million of military aid to Ukraine, he called up the president of Ukraine and pressed him 8 times to investigate Joe Biden, who the president thinks is going to be running against him. Talk about pressuring a foreign country to interfere with and control a U.S. election. It couldn't be clearer. And that's not just undermining democratic institutions. That is treason. It's treason, pure and simple. And the penalty for treason under the U.S. code is death. That's the only penalty. The penalty under the Constitution is removal from office. And that might look like a pretty good alternative to the president if he could work out a plea deal.
Boom.
Did Morning Joe laugh?
I think there were gasps or they weren't on camera.
Hey, Morning Joe, I know it's weird for you to listen to somebody talk about Donald Trump in real terms and not just suck his fucking dick during the 2016 election, which you fucking did. You're part of the reason that motherfucker got elected. He's laughing at Bill Weld talking about Donald Trump in real terms. Who the fuck does he think he is? God damn it.
Says at the Daily Beast, the death penalty is the maximum punishment for treason. But federal law also allows for lesser sentences, including a 5-year prison term and fines starting at $10,000.
Wow.
The law states that treasonous acts can prohibit one from holding public office.
But you can still get a gun. I'm sure you can still get a gun in this country.
The grounds for removal of office, impeachment, or treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. We don't have to worry about bribery anymore. We don't have to worry about other high crimes and misdemeanors, although I think he committed many. We have treason, and we can go right for the hoop.
Right. Right for the hoop. Jeez. Damn.
Weld's fellow guests did not immediately weigh in on calls for the death penalty for the president.
Pussies. Who are these?
Sanford and Bill Walsh, or Walsh. Joe Walsh.
Wow. I mean.
He has now acknowledged that in a single phone call right after he suspended. Oh, we just heard that he called right after he suspended the military aid.
Is that treason, though? Is that treason? I mean, it sounds.
Well, I mean, if it were wartime and you're putting another country's interests above ours, arguably.
The crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government.
Yeah, I don't know. Espionage, maybe.
What about, I mean, you know, the coup where they literally stole that election in 2016. They stole that election. How's that not treasonous? They overthrew a government, kind of, right?
He says, it's well past time for this guy, in my opinion, to be carted off to save us all. He's daring us all to let him be totally lawless. He has no respect for the law. He has no knowledge base under any issues. Why do we want this man as president of the United States? I don't get it.
We don't, dickhead. Dickhead, we do not. This country voted, and everyone chose. The majority of the votes went to Hillary fucking Clinton. So I'll tell you why, because of your fucking party, you piece of shit.
So there we go. That's, Bill Weld's half of it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the president's response.
You know, I appreciate that Bill Weld is actually talking about this in adult terms. He's labeling shit. Now, whether you agree or not that what he did was treasonous, at least Bill Weld, isn't afraid to say, like, lie.
Right.
Thank God.
I'm looking for the story now.
I mean, the Democrats can't even agree on impeachment. We've got a guy running for president as a Republican against Donald Trump is suggesting the death penalty. And we can't even get impeachment. And there's all this evidence.
Do you have the story of Trump's response?
It's in the fucking Hootsuite thing of a bobber.
Because I can't
find it.
Seem to find anything about that.
God, did I imagine? I swear to God, I saw it. Oh, here it is. Shall I instant message it to you?
Wait, is it the one about Biden? See, that's a different story. Trump went nuts saying that Biden deserves the electric chair, I believe, is a deflection on the...
Oh, really?
Maybe, or is it...
I don't know. Here, I'm going to send you the story. I think it's worth doing because, I mean, you know, if he suggests Biden needs the electric chair. Yeah. That's fucking crazy, dude.
In a bilateral sit-down with Polish President Andrzej Duda.
Duda.
Who's a right-wing dickbag.
Yeah.
A sweating, red-faced Trump. this is Daily Kos.
Yes.
Kos. Railed at the fake media, at Joe Biden and his son. Again at the fake media when he was asked about Ukraine and the intelligence whistleblower's allegations against him.
Right.
Let me see if this is the audio.
God, I really thought I saw a Trump react.
I will tell you, it's a great call. It's a very honorable call. It's a nice call. I will tell you, it's a great call. It's a very honorable call. It's a nice call.
That's about the call.
Right.
Joe Biden and his son are corrupt, all right? But the fake news doesn't want to report it because they're Democrats. If that ever happened, if a Republican ever did what Joe Biden did, if a Republican ever said what Joe Biden said, they'd be getting the electric chair by right now. Wow. Look at the double standards. You people ought to be ashamed of yourself. And not all. We have some great journalists around, but you got a lot of crooked...
Sean Hannity's great. Tucker Carlson's great.
Boy, I tell you, how presidential, you know? I mean, this is our president. He surely sounds like it, doesn't it?
What a piece of shit, yeah.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And not all. We have some great journalists around. But you got a lot of crooked journalists. You're crooked as hell. Okay, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah!
Crooked as hell. Okay, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it.
Damn, that's good.
Wow, what a transition.
Oh, I'm so upset. I don't know why I thought I saw... I don't know why...
So I don't think he's responded... I think they brought it up, and he went right to... Like, I don't think he responded to Bill Weld directly. I think he just said, oh, yeah, they should look into Ukraine, and Biden deserves the electric chair.
Did Trump not hear them? Did he not understand that? Does he not know that Bill Weld said that? I mean, surely he fucking knows. Has he twatted about it?
No.
Can't believe that. God damn it. I want to hear his reaction. I mean, God, I can't believe I thought I read that. I guess.
Well, that might be. That might be the response that he gave when asked about that. I don't have the question that he was asked to elicit that response. Is this the United Nations? He's squealing about religious freedom the United Nations.
Right.
But that never means freedom from religion.
Right.
Sadly.
Yes.
I mean, in civilized countries it does, but not here.
I mean, we shouldn't have to go to a public meeting. I don't give a fuck what... Sky God, you give it up to every fucking day, but I don't need to hear about it in some public prayer before I...
And keep your bullshit Ten Commandments off of government lawn.
Yes, shove those slabs of concrete starfish, dickbag.
It's not religious. Read the fucking first one to me.
We shall not covet other gods, whatever we...
I am the Lord thy God, thou shalt have no gods before me. Pretty unambiguous.
Right, it sounds like it's from Lord of the Rings.
And it's religiosity.
Yes. It sounds like Game of Thrones.
Don't take my name in vain.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck? Who the fuck do you think you are?
Blah, blah.
Yes.
Not religious.
Oh, God.
Our laws are based on it. Oh, really? Which ones? How many of the Ten Commandments do we have laws against? Don't kill. We'll give you that one.
Yeah.
Don't steal. Okay.
And why does religion sound like Harry Potter?
Keep going. Right, right.
It's all stupid. Now, Harry Potter's not stupid. I am not saying that. I like Harry Potter.
Arguably lying.
Yeah.
False witness.
Right. Harry Potter is cool as fuck. Jesus is bullshit. Sorry, guys.
He's got that water walking thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Harry Potter could do that.
Resurrecting.
I'm sure with some fucking spell.
Oh, Harry Potter could do that. I don't know about resurrecting.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
It's just a spell, right?
Have to ask J.K. Rowling.
Okay.
If there's some kind of a Weekend at Bernie's spell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He hasn't tweeted. He tweeted. Well, here we go.
Right.
The United States is founded on the principle that our rights do not come from government. They come from God. This immortal truth is proclaimed in our Declaration of Independence and enshrined in the First Amendment to our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Our founders understood that no right is more fundamental to a peaceful, prosperous, and virtuous society than the right to follow one's religious convictions.
Creepy, virtuous society.
Oh, my God.
Follow our religion or you're not virtuous.
Oh, yes.
Under his eye.
I mean, that's why I can't watch that Handmaid's Tale shit. It's
too close to home.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's like, same thing with that, what's that movie about the Nazis? They take over the world. High Castle.
Oh, yeah. The Man in the High Castle.
That's depressing, too.
As we speak, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikhs, Yazidis, and many other people of faith are being jailed, sanctioned, tortured, and even murdered, often at the hands of their own government, simply for expressing their deeply held religious beliefs. So hard to believe. Today with...
That wasn't...
Good!
You'll note God! That... So hard to believe wasn't on the piece of paper. His head is down reading.
You know,
he looked up on that and went, so hard to believe.
Is that the best he could do there to feign, giving a shit about anything? He doesn't fucking give a fuck.
He doesn't want to be here talking about religious freedom.
Again, this man, please. What is he like? Not necessarily this order. Himself. Well, necessarily in this order. Yeah. Himself, Happy Meals, Ivanka. What
rape.
Else? Oh, yeah, he loves raping, those things.
Today, golf, with one golf, clear voice, golf. The United States...
Golf, golf, yes. Golf, I forgot golf.
Religious belief.
Melania is the shining star.
Melania. Yes.
Deeply held religious beliefs. Yes. So hard to believe. Today, with one clear voice, the United States of America calls upon the nations of the world to end religious persecution.
Okay.
God, Donald. To end religious persecution. I mean, his read. What is he doing? If
it's
you were directing him, if you were directing him, what would you say to him to fix this?
Because
well,
he needs to talk to Dr. Feelgood that he's got, his personal doctor. And
he needs drugs?
Get a bump, yeah, something.
Where's your Adderall, dickhead? I was to understand you're on this super duper fancy designer Adderall shit. This doesn't sound like designer Adderall. Good God. It sounds like you popped a Benadryl.
We're going to stick with the hair and the makeup. Mm-hmm. I boofed a Benny.
We love the makeup, girl.
Love
the new makeup.
Right.
There you go.
There's our president.
That's our president.
Are you inspired?
Bill Weld. Oh, wait, what's this?
Because of this outstanding issue of Kashmir, very likely and definitely you will be deserving a Nobel Prize on that.
I think I'll get a Nobel Prize.
How about that, Mr. President?
I think I'll get a Nobel Prize for a lot of things.
Oh, my God.
Physics. I'm working on a physics paper right now.
This man is impossible. He is fucking impossible.
He said something about Kashmir, I believe, the gentleman asking the question. And Trump looked at him like, oh, yeah, oh, totally. You know, he has no, I love Kashmir. It's very warm and fluffy.
I love
their sweaters. I love your sweaters.
I love it. He doesn't, I can't imagine. I know what he's thinking right
he has
now.
No idea what's going
he's
on.
He's doing his Modi voice, right? Doesn't he do Modi?
Oh, yeah, allegedly.
Yeah.
Of Kashmir, very likely and definitely you will be deserving a Nobel Prize on that.
I think I'll get a Nobel Prize.
How about that?
Mr. President.
I think I'm going to get a Nobel Prize for a lot of things if they gave it out fairly, which they don't.
If they gave it out fairly, which they don't.
God!
Oh, wait, hold it.
Which they don't.
Mr. President.
They gave one to Obama.
They gave one to Obama.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The president of Poland is sitting
Jesus
there.
Fucking Christ.
Oh, man.
This guy.
Unreal.
I mean, he has to work. God damn it. He just...
Mr. President.
They gave one to Obama immediately upon his ascent to the presidency, and he had no idea why he got it. And you know what? That was the only thing I agreed with him on.
Mr. President. God damn.
Look at that line.
Jesus Christ. I mean, Obama. I mean, this guy is... He will drag us into World War III. Because Obama served him his ass at that correspondence dinner. That can't be how the human beings cease to exist.
Well, sure. Why not?
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's insane.
Right.
Nobel Peace Prize, .. Putz in chief.
Yes.
Motherfucker. Just threatened to start a war, but that was last week's feels, okay? Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, fuck. I mean, has Samuel Jackson... No, I'm trying to think. I mean, he's been in every movie. Not every movie, but lots and lots of movies.
Yeah, a lot of good movies.
Yeah, but never president.
Has he played the president?
No, I mean, he has not.
I don't believe so.
I was just thinking, you know. He would make a great movie president. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he play the president?
I believe Lawrence Fishburne has played the president.
No, he has not.
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. Wait, has he?
You're the entertainment reporter.
Oh, yeah.
At @_Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Retweeted Andrew Yang.
Right.
Shockingly.
Oh, my God. What a shacker.
Who said, the day the Trump presidency ends will be a beautiful day for the country. Our mental health and outlook will improve considerably. I agree.
Yes.
It's exhausting. For those paying attention, I don't know how you can be nothing but overwhelmed and overcome with exhaustion.
And who knows what's going on with this guy? I mean, we know what's going on with Trump, though. He's having fits. He's throwing fits in private. That's what you hear, right?
Yeah.
He's losing his goddamn mind.
Allegedly. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? This guy's fucking bananas. Punching the wall.
We missed Faithless Friday.
Yay!
Apologies.
Right.
Again, mea culpa. I'll flagellate myself. Mm-hmm. An extra day.
Yes.
There is, I had some good news.
Right.
This is a U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit.
Yes.
Has ruled that a Pennsylvania public transportation agency.
Yes.
Had no right to reject an innocuous atheist advertisement.
Okay. Shit.
All it said was one word, atheists, period. It said NEPA, I don't know what NEPA stands for, in New England something maybe?
I have no idea.
NEPA. Free Thought Society with a link to their NEPAfreethought.org and American Atheists, atheist.org. Yes. That's what it says. That ad was rejected.
Why?
By the transportation authority there.
Yes.
As too controversial.
Oh, my God.
It said atheist, period.
What the fuck is wrong with people, man? I mean, that's crazy.
Their initial statement said, we will not allow our transit vehicles or property to become a public forum for the debate and discussion of public issues. Since passing this policy in June, we've been very consistent in not allowing any ads that violate the policy. That's why we didn't permit Mr. Vacula, that's the guy who, who bought the ad promoting atheism.
Right. But, you know, again, promoting atheism is an odd thing because all this, the idea that there's nothing in the sky raining judgment down upon you shouldn't be revolutionary. It should be like, I'm not, it's not like you're promoting atheism. You're just sort of acknowledging that there's nothing up there in the sky doing shit to you. That's it. That's it. Now, I don't know why that's crazy, and I don't know why that's controversial. It's crazy. There's nothing up there, dickheads!
In the meantime, since the time that this gentleman's ad was rejected, the Transportation Authority allowed advertising from the following groups.
Oh, yes.
St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church, St. Matthew's Lutheran Church, Christian Women's Devotional Alliance, Hope Church.
Oh, God!
A school board candidate, a brewer's outlet, a beer distributor, and something called Old Forge Times,
yes,
which is an online blog that contains links to anti-Semitic websites, Holocaust denial websites, and white supremacist websites.
Oh, anti-Semitic shit.
But the word atheists, period.
Yes.
We're not putting that up there.
Hey, society, go fuck yourself.
Well, now they have to.
Hell yes. But what? Why are they allowed to put anti-Semitic shit up? Why is that allowed? That, to me, is a story. You're telling me they can advertise some blog that has links out to anti-Semitic, Holocaust-denying bullshit?
There were some stumbling blocks along the way. One judge early on issued a ruling saying that the Transportation Authority had every right to reject the ad.
Okay.
The
barely made it that time, dog.
The hello,
she
dog.
Barely made it. You're a long intern. That dog is long, man, and she jumps up in your lap. Sometimes like all of herself doesn't make it up there.
All right. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals has decided that judge was wrong. The decision should be overturned.
Yes.
The majority opinion was written by Thomas Hardiman, a judge who is on the short list of Trump's SCOTUS nomination. So he's a right-wing nut job.
Oh, of course.
But he voted the right way on this decision.
Oh. Holy shit.
Saying that they have to accept that ad.
How do you vote? But there's no other way to vote. I mean, it's kind of, come on. I mean, you can't.
That judge earlier.
Yeah.
Lower down true. in the food chain.
God.
Said that they were right.
You know, if there's any evangelicals listening, I know that you guys feel like you're always under attack and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, the atheists are just evil and judgmental. All this other fucking bullshit. You have no idea. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing compared to the bullshit people do in the name of your stupid fucking religion. So shove it up your fucking ass.
Well, and if the word Christian is in the name of your church that you're advertising or something like that, how is that different
than saying atheist?
From the word atheist?
It is different, though, because atheist, all that says is nothing exists up there, right? Christianity is like,
okay,
Christianity is a embracing of some fucking lifestyle based on science fiction. An atheist just says
science fiction.
Fiction. An atheist just says there's no bullshit up there in the sky. Fuck off. That's it. There's no lifestyle to it. It's not, it shouldn't be a life.
Correct.
If someone described a lifestyle, it shouldn't be, oh, he's one of these that doesn't believe in anything in the sky. No, I'm just normal, dickhead.
You're of the equating atheism with religion is like calling not collecting stamps a hobby.
Yes, thank you. That makes a lot of sense to
That's
me.
That's one of the arguments that's frequently used.
I resent atheists. I don't need I shouldn't need a label because I don't believe in bullshit in the sky.
Well, right. That's the default.
It's insulting. You need the label. You're the one caught up in all this whacked out Christo nonsense.
Babies aren't born believing.
No, they're not.
In jackal.
God damn.
And good news for New Zealand.
Yes.
That of the nation's total 7 million people.
Yes.
And a whole bunch of sheep down in New Zealand.
That seems like a lot.
Of the 4.7 million, 2.3-ish in the latest census checked a box marked no religion, which is almost half. 48% plus of the residents in New Zealand are claiming no religion.
That you think that's a lot, right?
Which is up from 42% in 2013.
So that's nice. So that tells me, at least in New Zealand, at some point, the atheist won't be the one with the fucked up label.
Well, it's happening in Europe. I mean, Denmark is a majority atheist company. Yeah. Sweden, a lot of your Scando countries are already shedding that coil. Czech Republic, big time.
Right.
Also, even though there's a fuckload of cathedrals in Prague, at least.
You know, it's weird. I can go out in Florida and do stand-up, and I can go on the stage, and I can follow people that say, you know, the F-word, gay people, and, you know, they'll say the R-word and all this shit. And then I'll mention something about, like, not believing any bullshit in the sky, and you can just hear people's assholes slamming shut. I'm like, God damn.
You're the offensive one.
I'm not dehumanizing anyone. I'm just saying nothing exists up there, stupid. God. Big deal.
Christianity, as a percentage of the population, has gone from 54% 2006 to 48% 2013, down to 37% today.
Ah,
New Zealand.
Okay.
It says there are 7,000 registered atheists, whatever that means.
Oh, God.
6,500 agnostics, 663
why do
humanists.
I have to register?
4,248 people say they belong to the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Hell yeah, baby!
Pastafarianism is officially larger than Lutheranism.
Oh my fucking God!
In New Zealand.
Damn!
3,500 Lutherans.
Wow.
4,200 Pastafarians.
Oh yeah. That's right. Hey, Pastafarians, you have the numbers. Go get them. You can own it. Take over.
In recent months, researchers have found that evangelical Christians are considered the least trustworthy religious group.
Oh, gee, I wonder why. Why, though? Think of the stories we've done. Hi, I'm Jerry Falwell Jr. I'm all about the Jesus. Let me take a moment and explain to you how huge my dick is and how when I have sex with my wife, it's hard for me to enter her. No pun intended. And also, here's a bullshit real estate deal. I'm going to sell you property at an undervalued price because you're the pool boy and you probably suck my dick and I don't want anybody to know about it, allegedly, right?
Yeah, this is New Zealand, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But, you
that's
know, nice. Six of one.
Right.
A political party was launched in New Zealand by evangelicals who blamed earthquakes on gay people. A prominent megachurch pastor denounced an Islamic prayer offered in honor of the Christchurch massacre victims.
Jesus. Wait a second. They got a mega church in New Zealand?
They're everywhere.
But there's only... Is there... They got a mega church? See, I would think that only happens over here. Yeah, that dog is... How do you sleep? Meat of the show right now.
It also helps that their prime minister is openly agnostic, having left the Mormon church
Right.
Largely in part to their anti-gay bigotry.
Oh, yes.
Jacinda Ardern is their prime minister there. She's the one who said after the massacre,
yes,
that's it. We're getting rid of these guns.
I mean, you know, dude, the thing is, it's like, if you could, God, I got my cord wrapped up in my keys. No? If you could, you think about it, on a Sunday, you get up in the morning, if you're a Christian, or you're listening to what, you go to church, you have to go to Sunday school and all this other shit, you got to put on nice clothes, you got to iron your shirt and all this, cut all that Sky God shit out, you don't have to go anywhere. It's Sunday, and you get a coffee.
Watch football?
Oh, yeah. Or stare at the wall. That's probably more enjoyable than listening to some child rapist prattle on about this and that if you're a Catholic, you know? Roll a fat one. Sit at home. That's what you can do with your Sunday now. Isn't that nice?
And, you know, save some money.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to tithe or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you don't have to get a tenth of your income to some wacko in a robe.
We have a quintessential Florida headline.
Quintessential Florida headline.
This happened in Louisiana, though.
Fuck
so
you.
It's a double bonus.
Oh, shit.
Camel's testicles bitten by woman at Louisiana truck stop petting zoo.
She bit a camel's balls?
Well,
why the fuck would she do that?
The owner of the camel is claiming the camel didn't do anything wrong.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't want to blame the victim, but let's hear the story.
This is that poor camel.
I know.
I can't imagine life is really great for this camel.
I'm also trying to imagine what drives you. The beginning of the day, you wake up, you put your clothes on, take a shower, well, in a different order. You have some breakfast, you know, you're sitting there having your coffee. Are you imagining, you know,
at some point,
several hours later, you're going to be chewing down on balls of a camel.
Animals of a desert ruminant?
At a truck stop? Did you say this is at a petting
zoo? A Louisiana truck stop petting zoo.
A Louisiana truck stop petting zoo. Sure, I bit the balls of an animal.
Florida resident. Oops.
Damn. This makes sense.
Florida resident was chasing her dog when she crawled into Casper the camel's enclosure.
Casper.
At the Tiger truck stop on I-10 in Gross Tete? Grossstete.
Gross Tete!
How do you say that in French?
Gross Tete.
Gross Tete?
Gross Tete.
She told deputies she bit the 600-pound camel on the testicles when he sat on her. quote, I bit his balls to get him off of me. I bit his testicles to get him off of me. The woman was taken to hospital.
Oh, shit, man.
Deputies gave her and her husband summonses on a trespassing charge.
Yes.
And for not having their dog on a leash.
That's crazy.
Is this the owner of the...
Yes.
The deputy.
Right.
Said the camel did nothing wrong.
Damn.
They were aggressive. The camel was just doing its normal routine.
Oh, shit.
The truck stop once had a tiger, it said, provoking controversy at a petting zoo.
Yeah, goddamn. Okay.
Pamela Bossier, who manages the truck stop, said the tiger never attacked no one. Nor have any of the zoo's other wild animals.
The only, you know, I'm trying to imagine how I own a petting zoo at a truck stop. Who suggests that to me? You know what this business needs?
Do you need extra? Yeah, I mean, do you need the extra?
Sounds like a pain in the ass. And now, imagine someone coming to you and say, "Listen, I've got an offer. I know you have a petting zoo at this truck stop, but this rarely happens. And I'm gonna let you in. I've got an excellent deal on a Bengal tiger from India. You know, maybe it's colorblind or something. Maybe something wrong with it. Something. It's on the spectrum and." we got to unload this fucking thing, right? And yes. I'll give you this tiger and they finance it or something. It's financing a tiger. I'm just saying, how does it once owned a tiger?
That's what it says.
Tell
here.
Me how in the fuck a reasonable story as to how a guy that owns a truck stop that has a petting zoo comes into possession of a motherfucking tiger.
The camel has been given precautionary antibiotics after being bitten on its testicle.
You imagine you tussle with a camel and the way it ends up, they're worried about the camel getting an infection from you. They're not worried about that woman. She bit the camel's balls. The camel's taking penicillin, though.
Gloria and Edmund Lancaster of Milton, Florida.
Oh, that's right across
there
the
way. There we go, neighbors.
Woo-hoo! That's from our neck of the woods. Oh, I'm so proud.
They let their unleashed dog out at the tiger truck stop. It darted under a fenced-off area housing Casper the camel.
You know, these people in the South, and if you think this generalization is wrong, please let us know at Vile Experience. But, like, people in the South, they, a lot of times, guys just don't watch your dogs like you should. Why is it in the South you see dogs running around with a license and everything, but not on a leash? Why would you go to a truck stop, a place where trucks show up at truck stops and cars, and you're in a park, there's lots of activity? Would you let your dog off the leash for one fucking second?
Of course not.
No.
They let their unleashed dog out. It darted under a fence.
Yes.
The cops and the truck stop owners say the couple provoked the 600-pound dromedary by shoving and swatting at it, upsetting it.
Did they use the term dromedary, or mm-hmm. did you draw? No. Jesus Christ! Good job, right? Like, that is clearly. I'm sorry. That's a little too. We get it. You got out of the thesaurus, and you're like, we got to call the camel something else in paragraph 5. Congratulations. Dromedary, whatever the fuck.
Well, it's a specific type, right? It's a one-humper.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Does that make a difference?
Well, the other camels that have two humps are... bigger
balls.
What are the names of those? Bactrians, I think?
You think it's...
Bactrian.
Right. A what?
Bactrians have
Bactrians?
Two humps, you know, yeah. Like a built-in saddle.
Well, imagine if you're able to score a Bactrian at a Louisiana truck stop petting zoo. But they've got this typical bullshit dromedary. Okay.
The confrontation, the sheriff's office report noted the couple was feeding their deaf dog. I don't know why that made me laugh. Treats near the fence.
Keep your dog on a fucking,
especially if it's deaf,
motherfucking leash,
and you
leash,
can't
man.
Call it back. Ugh. It can't hear you.
I don't understand people.
Investigators found bone-shaped treats inside of the 6-foot-tall enclosure, surrounded by warning signs warning visitors to keep out. During the frenetic scramble to gather the small dog, the camel somehow sat on Gloria Lancaster. She told authorities that she had to bite the testicles of the camel to get it off of her.
Did they understand that it's their fault because their dog was off the leash and its owners, they should be ashamed of themselves?
I'm thinking no.
I'm sorry.
She suffered injuries to her abdomen, neck, shoulder, arm, and head. Non-critical injuries.
Yes. Whoever these people are from Milton, you listen to me. It's your fault this happened. There's no reason at a truck stop. You should have your dog can't hear, and you're not going to put him on a leash. That is shame on you.
The veterinarian checked on Casper. He appeared fine, but was given antibiotics as a precaution.
Yes.
The owner describes the towering animal as docile, a gentle giant.
The dromedary is fine, right?
Yes.
And if I'm
His
that
balls
camel,
are okay.
Right. If I'm that camel, I tell this journalist, say, "Dickhead, I got bit in the balls, you fuckhead." You get bit in the balls by that crazy lady, and you tell me you're fine. The camel's fine. Fuck you, says the camel.
And they lied. They tried to frame the camel. Her husband suffered minor cuts, said the camel bit him and tried stomping on the dog. But video footage found that the husband cuts came from the barbed wire, and the never showed the camel going in after the dog.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so they lied.
You know, if you had somebody like Dexter on your staff, he'd look at those cuts and be like, that's not a camel bite. That's barbed wire. You would know.
The sheriff's office, nobody's finding the truck stop liable for anything.
Well,
there's warning signs and everything. So.
Okay.
The camel is one of several exotic animals the truck stop has on display for visitors.
Why?
Including.
But why?
Well, right.
Why?
Because I guess when you're getting your gas,
you're not making enough money off
chewing
gas,
tobacco. You want to go look at a kangaroo.
Who the fuck is like, I got my truck stop. I got a convenience store. Why don't you put a Subway sandwich, a restaurant? Who thinks? Well, why? Is it? I'm trying to figure out the business angle, the upside in. Why do you want a petting zoo? I mean, that's got to be a lot of extra work.
They have a miniature horse.
Oh, okay.
They have a kangaroo.
Jesus.
And they have a coati, which is a South American raccoon.
Right. And that combination brings in a lot more business.
Apparently they get...
Man,
they pump more gas there.
Oh, God. Man, if we get us a coati, we can get more people coming in the convenience store buying chips.
But the roadside attraction has drawn fire from animal rights activists who for years have sought to remove the animals, including a tiger that lived in Casper's pen before it was euthanized in 2017.
Oh, my God, how sad. Listen, no tiger should be at a gas station. And I don't know how this... It's even controversial, man. To me, yes, the welfare of the tiger, I guess, that's fine. My welfare is what I'm worried about. I go to that gas station, and some dickhead who works at the fucking petting zoo, it's one bad day at work. It's one day showing up, you're bleary-eyed because you fucking hit the bong the night before, I don't know. You leave the tiger pen unlatched.
Right.
The next thing you know, everybody's fucked up. Everybody's fucked up.
And the poor tiger has to be killed probably for doing nothing wrong except for.
Yeah. And here's my prediction. There's going to be lots of guys in Louisiana with guns. There's going to be lots of good guys with guns. And they're going to shoot at this tiger and they'll miss him.
I accidentally hit that black guy over there. I was aiming for the tiger.
God, America is so fucked up. Why is there a goddamn zoo at a gas station? I mean,
I'm baffled.
Is.
I'm as baffled as you are.
A camel. I don't know what the life of a camel is like, but I imagine other camels are like, you know, Dietrich and dromedaries. They're sitting around shooting the shit. And you're like, you know, that our buddy from back in the day, you know, he's at a gas station in Louisiana right now. What?
Right.
Fuck yeah. Better not act up in
it's
here.
It's quite a gig.
Yeah. They're going to send you to a fucking... They're going to send you to a come and go in Oklahoma.
Also on Friday... Oh, it's... look at the time flying today.
Yes. Yay!
I had a... this clip from Right Wing Watch.
Okay.
Well, there's two clips.
Right.
We have Coach Dave, who, you know, we have a hard time passing up Coach Dave.
Oh, yeah.
But here is, I'm just going to let this go.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish?
What, the
singer? Yes.
What does that Billie Eilish sing? What do they sing? He sing?
She?
She. Oh,
no. She.
Do they sing, Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That song that you're talking about today.
No.
Take me to church
is not Billie Eilish.
Dum, in the center of your life. What is Billie
Eilish?
She's got kind of like one of those
indie wafy voices.
Oh, yeah.
Cow.
Like Shelby.
That way.
What do you think
that kind of shit.
What do you think Shelby's voice would be like, human?
I hear her. Oh, what would your voice be like?
Hey, stay away from my chewies.
I'm going to eat some shit.
Stop it.
I'm going to eat some lovely shit. There's some lovely shit over here for me to eat.
Brian.
Billie Eilish, 17-year-old. Singer-songwriter.
Okay.
Quite talented.
Right.
Here's Coach Dave.
Oh, God.
Billy Eilish. 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 365, 451 million views. You see that, folks? The devil is out of the bottle. He's out of the bottle, and our children are watching it. You with me?
Time out.
You understand what's going on? There are great forces in dark beyond.
Yes.
The devil is out of the bottle. A genie comes out of the bottle. I don't know what a devil comes out of, but not the bottle, this fucking idiot. It's not the devil's out of the bottle. The genie is out of the bottle, not the devil. He's mixing up his metaphors.
Maybe Coach Dave worships a genie.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Maybe he's got a Disney fetish.
No, his expression is incorrect here, and he should be called out on it.
A Robin Williams fetish.
Oh, yes.
Out of the bottle, and our children are watching it. You with me?
No.
You understand what's going on? There are great forces in dark beyond what we can even imagine that is full bore after our children.
This is the devil.
That song is beautiful. And that there's talent there and it's thought.
Yeah, she's really good.
Right. Is Coach Dave judging this music on his piece of shit fucking show?
Yeah.
Oh, God. My God sent chemical pills for a skeleton whispering in my ear. Walk with me to the
end. Stay with me into the abyss. You Don't Get Me High Anymore is that song.
Yeah, and that's an issue.
I
mean, Coach Dave, how fucking dare you, you talentless fuck. You get on, you have some show.
Blood on a marble wall. I like the way they all scream. Tell me which one is.
I mean, she's 17.
I mean, how dare Coach
Very
Dave?
Popular.
I mean, you know. To poo-poo the talent of some artist, whatever, dude. But she's 17. She's a child. There's no reason use your platform to go after a fucking kid.
And I'm trying to figure out what part of her, like, what song is demonic or what?
Well, you have to think about it like your Coach Dave. Pretend you're a fucking moronic, asshole, homophobe, anti-Semitic, transphobic bag of human yak spew. Now, if you're that, then you might be able to see something demonic in this music. I don't know.
If teardrops could be bottled, there'd be swimming pools filled by models. Told the tight dress is what makes you a whore. If I love you was a promise, would you break it if you're honest? Tell the mirror what you know she's heard before. I don't want to be you anymore.
See, that is...
How is that demonic?
Well, there's artistry there.
Right.
There are lyrics. It's music. It's telling a story. I'm sorry, Coach Dave. This meetup group you do or Google Hangout with all your racist, anti-Semitic, dickbag friends is actual garbage. It's fascist shit. It's disgusting.
Children are watching it. You with me? You understand what's going on? There are great forces in dark beyond what we can even imagine that is full bore after our children.
You're dumb as fuck.
If they can't abort them, they're going to drug them.
What?
If they can't drug them, they're going to vaccinate them.
Oh, my God.
If they can't.
Uh-oh.
He's an anti-vaxxer.
Uh-oh. We got an anti-vaxxer alert.
You know, what? I read on Dead State. You ever read Dead State?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. There's a story about an anti vaccination protest or something where they had, you know, supposedly pictures of all these babies that had died from vaccinations. And they found out that one of the pictures was a stock photo. And then somebody found...
Of a dead baby?
Yeah, yeah. Not of a dead baby. It's a picture while they're alive.
I see.
Fucking stupid.
No corpse pictures.
I don't think so. I don't know.
That is full bore after our children. If they can't abort them, they're going to drug them. If they can't drug them, they're going to vaccinate them. If they can't vaccinate him, they're going to indoctrinate him in school. If they can't indoctrinate him in school, they're going to indoctrinate him through the media. If they can't indoctrinate him through the media, they're going to take him to the libraries and talk about homosex. Folks, the assault on the American child is at an all-time fever pitch. And those of us who carry the name of Christ, we are asleep in the light, baby.
He's talking about drag queen story hour.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You go down to the library and learn about homosex.
You're asleep in the light, baby. Baby. You're asleep. He said you're asleep in the light, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Drop mic.
He's hip.
Fireworks. Jazz hands. Fuck you.
We've never heard this guy before, but
yes.
I'm just going to play this. In his video, he's a life coach and yes. an inspirational right-wing video maker.
Oh, look at my penis.
Brendan Dilley.
Dilley.
The Dilley Show.
Oh, is this the Dilley shit? Really, people say Dilley or something.
Oh, I don't know.
People love this. Explain why. I don't get it.
He's wearing a MAGA hat. Oh, he's okay. A white load of a person.
Fuck you, dude.
On the wall behind him, Trump Make America Great.
Boo!
A Trump 45 jersey.
Yes.
Like a football jersey hanging. Listen to this.
Right.
If you're hosting, you don't feed this motherfucker.
He's talking about
jeez.
Thanksgiving.
Right.
And having people over in your family or loved ones that don't like Donald Trump.
You're not supposed to feed that motherfucker.
You're hosting. You don't feed this motherfucker if he says one word about the president. Now that sounds probably cruel. Hey. And you guys might think I'm actually joking. I'm not.
Mm.
You sit down to break bread. And you say, hey, this is a patriotic table. It's a patriotic family, God-fearing.
Fuck you.
We love this country. We love this president. Love our faith, and we love our guns. We're inviting you to sit at our table.
Fuck you! I don't want to sit at your fucking table, you piece of shit.
And we love our
I don't want your guns. Food. I don't want your food.
And we love our guns.
How about I shit in your mouth, dickhead? You're not going to break bread with me. I'm not breaking bread with you, fucknut. What do you think about that? Fuck him. The nerve of that guy. If I say something about Donald Trump, he's not breaking bread with me. He's sitting there with a MAGA hat. That's like a Klan hood. Suck my cock, dickhead.
Our faith, and we love our guns.
Jesus.
We're inviting you to sit at our table.
I don't wanna!
And if you choose to do that, you will respect everything I just said.
Jeez.
We don't have to agree on politics, but what we will agree on is avoiding the topic altogether over Thanksgiving dinner. Because if you don't, and you sit down at my table, and you disrespect myself, my family,
Wait, are you wearing the MAGA hat to Thanksgiving dinner?
Is this a challenge?
Are you going to keep your fat mouth shut about Trump?
Hey, listen.
Also?
Hey, who wants to ruin Thanksgiving? Who wants it?
My table. And you disrespect myself, my family, my God, and my president.
God, you're stupid.
I'm going to take that drumstick and I'm going to shove it up your fucking ass on my front lawn.
What? Oh, yeah.
He's going to make...
You fuckhead.
He's going to make a neighborhood spectacle out of
yes.
it.
Yes. I'm going to fuck you with a drumstick.
Go out on the lawn.
Jeez, I mean...
Next to the nativity set.
I just want you to know that this God-fearing, gun-sucking, bootlicker, fascist, Trump-blading fucknut has really thought about this. What do I do?
Oh, yeah, he's...
Well,
he's
I'm going to take you outside.
He's jerked off to it.
I'm going to rape you with a piece of food in the front yard.
My family.
Listen, I want you to take me out on the lawn and shove that up my ass. Oh, wait a minute. I mean, I'm going to take that out.
Hey, you're not doing shit to me, dickhead, because I don't support your orange creamsicle rapist man baby fucknut. Fuck you, man.
My God and my president. I'm going to take that drumstick and I'm going to shove it up your fucking ass on my front lawn.
Try it, fuckhead.
This is not a threat.
Oh.
This is what's going to happen.
What?
Now, would you like to come to Thanksgiving?
No.
Is that in the embossed invitation?
Where did you find this shit?
On Right Wing Watch.
What is it? Who is this? I've lost perspective. I don't know what we're talking about.
The Dilly Show.
Oh, some dickhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You come over to my house for Thanksgiving. You're getting sodomized with a turkey leg in front of everybody. Are you coming over?
Yeah. So what time? Can you bring some stuffing?
If you want to break bread with me, you're going to have to get fucked with a turkey leg. Oh, sign me up. God, this guy. He rehearsed this. Is this written down what he's saying? Is this on
he's looking at the camera, it looks like.
Is it a teleprompter?
I don't think so.
Did he compose this?
I think
it's my question.
I think he's freelancing he's improvising.
I'm going to take you out. It's not, I thought he was going to shoot you. I thought he was going to say basing. Something about, yes. He's free basing. So what's wrong with that motherfucker? God damn, dude.
MAGA life coach.
He's a life coach. That's right.
Brandon Dilly.
You're a life coach? Where does the life coaching manual says people you don't disagree, people you disagree with, offer them an ultimatum. And then if they don't do something, agree on a date and time to which you will rape them with a turkey leg. How is that? That's good. Is that an art of the deal?
He was suspended from Twitter for a while after the El Paso shooting.
Jeez, you must have said something shitty. God.
Republican radio host wants politician to suck a dick to prove he's gay in a new video. What the hell's going on?
God, listen, the thing is, I'm going to say something obvious. The thing is with somebody's sexuality, like if you have a friend that's gay, okay, he's gay, right? But what he does at home with people that he's in just fooling around with is none of your business. Like, if someone says they're gay, they are not. You are not entitled for them to prove sucking a dick. Right.
I don't believe you're gay. Suck my dick right now.
Oh, God. Nancy Pelosi, listen to me. These Republicans are crazy. Quit it. Quit it. Quit it. Quit it. Just don't.
Dilly is a well-known supporter of QAnon.
Yay. Oh, he's okay. Good, good.
After the El Paso shooting, he tweeted that law enforcement believed the shooter is part of Antifa.
Oh, good.
Which was 100% inaccurate.
Oh, so this is a lie.
Yes.
Okay. Well, geez.
In the middle of frantically tweeting out that the El Paso shooting was a coordinated Antifa terrorist attack, Brendan Dilly's account was suspended.
He's like today, he's trying to think about getting his thoughts together for his show. He's like,
it's special Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Preparation.
You think he's like, I better not do that thing where I threaten somebody with raping via turkey leg because I just got out of Twitter prison. You know, I better
apparently
say something.
He didn't listen to that voice that told him not to do that.
Maybe he couldn't think. He ran out of material. He's like, God, I'm going to have to do the thing where I rape somebody on the front lawn, you know. With a turkey leg, they say something disparaging about our rapist in chief.
So thanks to Right Wing Watch there for catching that one.
Yeah, good catch, because that's crazy.
And if you're going to Thanksgiving at Brendan Dilly's, maybe watch what you say,
What kind of poultry was it? What kind of fowl? Was it chicken?
Well, I'm assuming it's turkey.
Poultry is just chicken. Fowl is everything. You're assuming it's chicken. I don't want to assume. Do you know why? I'm getting raped with the leg of the animal that's being cooked, so I would like to know which animal. I don't know. Is it a turkey? Is it a chicken? Is it a swan?
Well, and is it the bone? Has it already been served? Are you wasting food by ramming it up someone's rectum?
Answer to that is absolutely.
You're wasting food.
People need to eat. Nobody needs to get raped with a leg of chicken or whatever the fuck it is. Lamb, turkey.
Whatever you like to do.
Yeah.
As long as you have a safe word.
I don't know. That's not always true.
Probably not good to shove a cooked turkey leg up your ass.
In front of everybody. In your front yard. Imagine. Oh, okay. You look out your front yard. You got your family over for Thanksgiving. Everybody's having a good time. You look out the window, your nice, beautiful yard, and across the street, this guy, this nutball.
Is that with Cousin Earl?
Yeah, this nutball is holding somebody on the ground, and he's over and over again violating them with a leg of turkey. Right. What's happening over on the street?
In a good Christian way. Very patriotic.
What's this guy's name?
Brendan Dilley.
What's Mr. Dilley doing across the street, Daddy? Don't worry about it. He's just expressing his support for Donald Trump.
Bill Weld finally trending on the Twitter now. So the story is coming out about
Do we have a Bill response Weld. From Donald on Twitter? I got to believe.
And Nobel Prize is trending after Trump said you should get Nobel Prizes for a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude.
I should get Nobels for a lot of things.
Yay.
Let's get out of here. It was a fun show today.
Yes.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Right.
Happy Monday, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll do this again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Or we're always available at crabdiving.com. Uh-huh. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy, his Instagram, Radar Comedy, or go to his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Viva la resistance.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Because God wants purity. God wants things hot and cold, not lukewarm. God wants me to wage war.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.